Hey, babe. You're still working? I thought we were gonna cuddle and watch TV tonight. Baby, I think you've done enough work for tonight. Spend the rest of the evening with me. You've been glued to your laptop screen all day. You should really take a break. You were working all evening yesterday, too. I was so lonely in our bed, all by myself, with nobody to cuddle. You're not going to abandon me again, are you? Look, I know you've been stressed. You have a lot on your plate, and all of the deadlines are coming up. But you'll get it all done. I know you will. You don't need to finish all of your work right now, you know? You've done enough work for today. Okay, you have time for some snuggling, I promise. Well, I'll just have to lie here in bed and pout until you give in. I know you want to join me. It's so comfy and warm under the covers. That chair looks so uncomfortable in comparison. Don't you just want to lie down and relax? Just give in to the temptation, baby. You can't resist your need for snuggles forever. I know that cuddling is your weakness. You can try to resist me all you want, it's not going to work. Come on. At least give me one little hug. Well, I'll just have to hug you from behind, whether you like it or not. There we go. How's this for a little encouragement? Don't you feel so nice and cozy with my arms wrapped around your waist? Don't you just want to curl up in bed with me for the rest of the night? You know you want to close that laptop and climb into bed with me? Maybe some gentle kisses on the back of your neck will convince you. Oh, sorry. Am I distracting you? Does it tickle a little bit? I won't stop smooching you until you come into bed with me. Oh, there we go. That got a smile out of you. What do you say? Will you join me in bed? Come on, please. I need a cute boy to cuddle with. You wouldn't want me to go to bed all alone, would you? Yes, I am guilt tripping you. Is it working? Maybe. Okay, that's progress. But I guess that means you still need a little bit more encouragement. Well, I have another trick up my sleeve. Oh, poor baby. What are you gonna do now? I'm sitting on your lap, so you're trapped now. Yes, I know I'm in your way. That's the whole point. Come on, just wrap your arms around me. You owe me at least that after all these neck kisses I just gave you. That's it. Give in to me. Your work can wait. I promise you. Spending this evening with me isn't gonna make you miss your deadlines. You can get right back to work tomorrow, okay? Just please take the rest of the evening off. For me? Yeah? You're ready to get into bed with me now? I knew I could convince you. Save your work, close your laptop, and forget all about it for the rest of the night. Okay? Okay, I'll get off of you now. All right, come lie down. How about a massage, then some cuddles? I think that's the perfect de-stressor for you. Deal? Great. Come. Lie down. You're so tense. I'll start by just rubbing your chest and your tummy. Just relax. Take some deep breaths. There you go. Let go of all your tension. Does my hand feel nice and relaxing? I'm so proud of you, you know? You're such a hard worker. Maybe a little too hard. You overwork yourself. I hate seeing you so stressed out. And don't get me wrong, it's okay to feel stressed. It's perfectly normal and it actually shows that you care about your work, which is amazing. But it can get to a point where it's too much for you. You need to take care of yourself as well. It may not feel like it, but self-care is productive in its own way. It's not wasting time. Resting and relaxing actually helps you do better work in the long run. So please don't feel like taking time for yourself is unproductive. You deserve rest, baby. You deserve this. And I know it can be hard to make time for self-care, but at least you have me to take care of you. Whenever you need hugs and cuddles and kisses, I'm your girl. Speaking of which, let me just shower you with some more kisses. On your forehead. On your cheeks. Your ears. Tip of your nose, and of course, your lovely kissable lips. There's no such thing as too many smooches, especially for a boy as cute as you. You deserve all of the smooches. How's your chest feeling now? A lot less tense? Good. Do you want a back rub too, baby? Okay, just flip over on your stomach for me. Take your shirt off if you'd like. I'll give you a really nice massage. All right. I'll start by firmly squeezing your shoulders. Hope my hands aren't too cold. It's been pretty chilly in here. I'll rub your shoulder blades with my thumbs,
working all of that tension out. That feels good, doesn't it? Now I'll work my way down your back, making sure I massage each and every muscle. Is this nice? I feel so much tightness in your back muscles. You must have really needed this. You have such a sexy back, you know? Yeah, you do. I think the back is such an underrated body part. Nice shoulders and a nice back can be just as hot as the chest and the stomach, you know? In my opinion, anyways. I'll just run my fingers along your spine, gently applying pressure to release all of that tension. Just going up and down your back, working out all of these muscle knots and points of tension. Here, I'll throw in some neck kisses too while I'm at it. I bet you're feeling much more relaxed now. A back massage, kisses, lucky baby. You're getting the VIP treatment. Well, you deserve it because you're my VIP. Or should I say, you're my VGB. My very good boy. Don't worry, sweetie, you don't have to laugh at my jokes. You are my good boy, though. I'm so proud of you. Yes, I am. I love you so much. I appreciate everything you do. You're amazing. And I hope you feel proud of yourself, too. Well, I rubbed your chest, your belly, your shoulders, your back. What could be in store for you next? There might just be something else that could use some rubbing. I think you know what I'm talking about. So, how about you take your pants off so I can give you a little massage down there? Would you like that, baby? Good boy. Get naked for me. I'll take my clothes off too. Let's get these pants off. Okay, sexy. You are going to love this. I'm going to give you a cuddle job. You know, like a cuddle and a hand job at the same time. I'll show you, okay? Lay on your side. I'm going to be the big spoon. I'll wrap my one arm around you and use the other one to stroke your deck. Isn't this so nice and intimate? Just relax. I'll start by getting you hard. You like my gentle teasing touches? Of course you do. You're getting hard already. Just one touch and you're already growing. You're so cute. Oh, yes, you are. Don't talk back to me. You are cute. The absolute cutest.
You might act bashful, but deep down, I know you love it when I tell you how adorable you are. And guess what? You're extra cute when you get all shy and flustered. Okay, cutie. I'm going to start slowly stroking you up and down. Not too fast. I want you to really savor the pleasure. How does that feel, baby? Just keep relaxing for me. Baby, I didn't say you could thrust into my hand. We wouldn't want this to be over too quickly. I really want to build up a huge release to get rid of all of that tension. So just hold still and let me do all of the work. Okay, baby? Good boy. You need some more kisses too, don't you, baby? Lucky for you, this position provides perfect access to your beautiful neck and shoulders. My good boy. I love you so much. Just relax and let me relieve all of your tension. Just melt into my arms. Don't focus on anything except for the pleasure. I can feel your breathing getting a little bit more intense. It's so hot. Those soft moans I hear. Don't hold back, baby. Keep moaning for me. That's right. Let it all out. Keep moaning. Let the pleasure overtake you. God, you're such a good boy. You're so sexy. I'm so proud of you. Okay, baby. Come whenever you want now. Just let go. All that stress. That's it. Good boy. Such a good boy.
Yeah, keep moaning for me. Keep moaning for me as you come. Yeah. Yeah. Come now. You came all over my hand. Let me just have a taste. You taste so good, sweetie. You did amazing. I hope that helped you release some of your tension. Are you feeling more relaxed? So glad. You're such a good boy. Okay, babe. As much as I adore laying here cuddling you, I'd better get up and clean my hands. Good thing we always keep a towel by the bed. I'll be back to cuddle some more in just a minute, okay? Look at you now, just begging me to come back into bed with you. How the tables have turned. Just a little while ago, I could barely get you to budge out of your chair. Now you can't even handle 1 minute without my arms wrapped around you. That's the cute, needy boy I know and love. Okay. All right, baby. Where were we? Will I stay the big spoon or do you want to switch? You want to keep being little spoon tonight? I was hoping you'd say that. There's nothing I want to do more than hold you in my arms for the rest of the night. You deserve it after such a rough and stressful day. Come here, baby. Melt back into my arms. That's it. Just relax. Let go of all of your worries. I love you, my amazing, hardworking boy. Thank you for everything you do. You are so appreciated. If you find yourself drifting off to sleep, feel free to just fall asleep in my arms. You deserve the most amazing, restful sleep tonight. That's right, my good boy. Just let everything else dissolve away. It's just you and me right now. Nothing else matters. Don't worry about anything else. I'm here for you, baby. I've got you. You're safe, you're loved, and you're appreciated. never, ever forget that.